The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Now, amongst all the devastation and heartache, even those who have suffered great losses are just happy to be alive in Kalbarri. And one of those people is Rebecca Bond. When our producers called her this morning, they reported back to me that she's keeping pretty upbeat despite losing about 40% of her Kalbarri home. Rebecca, welcome to the West Live.
Good morning. How are you?
Probably better than you. Can you take us through what your week has been like?
Pretty hectic. I think prior preparation, knowing the devastation a cyclone can cause after being in North Queensland, I was very prepared, but still not prepared or getting my head around what has actually happened and the devastation around Kalbarri.
Oh, yeah. So you say you're from North Queensland. I'm from Queensland myself. Have you lived through cyclones? Can you give us some idea of the ones that you've seen?
Yes, we went through Larry in 2006. I'm from Cairns in North Queensland, and that was a Category 5. We didn't really get that much like what we did here, being right in the front line, but all the houses aren't built to cyclone standards, unknown to me until yesterday. So I didn't think the cyclone would actually track this far south myself, but it is quite scary.
Mm. Well, you make a good point. The houses in that region are not built to cyclone standards. It's been, I think, 50 years or so since the last one hit the region. Are you planning on staying in Kalbarri? And if you rebuild, will you rebuild stronger?
We will come back bigger, better and stronger. I'm actually here with my 88-year-old Nana, Joyce Doyle, who is a journalist or a pre-journalist from the ABC, and my mum, so I'm definitely not leaving. But I think the community will come back much bigger, better and stronger.
Yeah, well, we hope so. We've certainly got our fingers crossed for everybody in Kalbarri. And now, what's open up there at the moment? You mentioned the fish and chip shop earlier.
Yes, the Kalbarri fish and chip shop has a generator. I'm sitting here with my dirty chai from the beautiful stuff at Angie's Cafe. The IGA is open from 8 till 4 today. Unfortunately, to everyone's disappointment, the pub and the tavern are still closed.
But, have they been able to save any of the beer?
We saved beer, yes. I think that was probably the busiest shop in town the night before was the pub.
And if you had a chance to walk around, can you describe the devastation?
I'm sitting here on my mum's back veranda, and they have 21 chalets in the Sun River Chalet. 5 of those homes have no roof. 5 of those people are actually homeless. Tudor Caravan Park has taken them on, as they are giving free accommodation to the cyclone-affected victims. As to my knowledge, I'm not too sure about anybody else opening up and lending a hand when it comes to accommodation.
Mm. And so what is the plan now? Like, what are the next steps in the days, weeks and months ahead?
It has looked like a big plane has come and dropped a bomb on Kalbarri. It is absolutely horrific. I went for a drive this morning and I just can't believe that there was no death or injury. There is a big clean-up process ahead of us. I believe the army came in at lunchtime yesterday to give us a hand. The SES were absolutely exhausted. Today I feel exhausted. I think the adrenaline's worn off and the severity of the cyclone has hit us all. And just a long road ahead. I think it'll take us months, even years, to rebuild our community. But we will get there.
Mm. Well, I spoke on the show yesterday to the mayor of Mission Beach about the wake of Cyclone Yasi in 2011.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yes.
Did you live through that one?
I was in Bali, I think, at that time.
That was a good place to be because Yasi was terrible in Queensland, and he said that Mission Beach, 10 years later, is still, wearing the scars from that cyclone. Because there's so much that needs to be repaired, rebuilt. Mm. People need to get confidence again. And it's a tourism area as well. Tell me about the spirit of people in Kalbarri today.
Bit like Mission Beach, pretty laid back. Though can I also add that most of those homes in Cairns and North Queensland are built with Besser blocks. Here in Western Australia, I don't even think I've seen a Besser block on any house. There's lots of fibre shacks and brick. Fortunately, we're in brick. But, we're definitely going to have the scar for this for years to come.
Mm. And would you back the local shire there of Northampton improving its building codes to take into account the rare occurrence of a cyclone?
Absolutely, they'd be mad not to. I'm sure there'll be an uproar if nothing's done soon. I'm sure it's definitely rattled a few chains when it comes to cyclone building in the future.
Rebecca Bond, thank you so much for talking to us today. We wish you all the best as you pick up the pieces of Cyclone Seroja.
Thank you very much for your chat today. Enjoy your week.